no one came, then it'd be a discouragement.
Okay. So, we are talking about chores tonight. I have to say this is not my favorite subject. Not my favorite. I don't know what more to say. I'm a little brain dead tonight. But, yeah, it was not my favorite when Jill asked me to teach this. Because in some ways, I feel like I've been a failure. But my kids are still doing chores at age 25. Because they still live at home. And they still have chores. So, I mean, there are good parts to it. And there are some parts I still struggle with. So, we're going to flesh this all out.
Okay.
I love the quote here from Proverbs. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. It did bless my heart to hear Davis say at the shower that his favorite chore was taking out the garbage. I'm thinking, okay, you know, that's not too bad. In my upbringing, personally, I was the youngest of five children, and there was 4 years between me and my next older brother. And my sister, Sue, who you all know, lived at home. So she did everything. She did the dishes, or my mom did the dishes, and I basically did nothing. So I really wasn't trained well, because there wasn't a big crowd at home. There wasn't a lot, too much to do. So it was very difficult when I got married. I did take over laundry before I got married, but we used to use every dish in the sink. Every dish in the cabinet until the dishes were piled in the sink and I had no more clean dishes, and then I would finally take the chisel and get all the food off the plates and clean them all. You know, it was bad. It was really bad. But those were not instilled in me when I was growing up, and I really regret that about my upbringing. I was never made to do the dishes.
Me too. I was the youngest of six. Same though. I was not trained.
Yeah. So I did keep that in my mind when well, plus I was overwhelmed with the number of children I had, so it was survival to teach them to do the chores. But we were created for work. I mean, we know that. That's not a product of the fall. That was, Adam and Eve were given work to do before the fall. So that is something that is good. And often there are many times it's easier to do it yourself than to stand over a little one and train them over and over and over to do a good job, but the fruit is really definitely worthwhile. We also don't want to send our children into their future homes like I was sent, without knowing what it is to keep the sink clear of dishes, to keep the laundry folded and put away, and all those things. So even though those things may be done in our home, if our children are not doing them, they're not going to know to do them. So when to start?
When you're
yes.
When you're one.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can take out stuff from the dryer. And Gracie can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, she can pull that to the couch and have you know, put socks together.
And it's fun for them at that age, mm-hmm. You know. When Hadley comes over to my house, it's kind of her job to feed the dog, you know?
Aww.
She loves that, scooping up the dog food and putting it in the bowl mostly, you know? And all those things. And she just loves to be a help. And being a girl, you know, God has created women to be helpmeets. And so it's just innate in them, especially. And He's created men to work. So when they're boys, they love hard work. I mean, we need to capitalize on this. This is really a God-given thing. Absolutely, I think it's easier a lot of times to do it ourselves, and it's a lot harder to have them do it, but you need to do that. They do learn much from doing chores and keeping up and taking that responsibility. We do have to be very careful to have them not expect too much from them at their ages. Just jobs. We don't want to overwhelm them. And each child's different. You know, you have to read them. It's still a challenge for Kate to do anything, basically. She has an interesting way of thinking. I just had her empty the dishwasher, and for whatever reason, that was too overwhelming for her to figure out where everything went. It just overwhelmed her. So she chose to do the dishes every day, because for her, that was easier than emptying the dishwasher. Go figure.
I can identify with that, though, Linda, because when I have a headache or a brain fog or something, and I start unloading the dishwasher, you're sorting. And that is the one, whatever, but that you need, you know, to be able to do. But yet, you're putting silverware where does it go? And
right.
So.
Yeah, it's challenging. It's definitely challenging.
Yes. Especially if you have a lot of your kids, it's all the same. Like in our brain, okay, these plates go here, these pots go here, you know? For kids, it's like, why does it matter where everything goes, you know, like folding clothes. I'm like, okay, long sleeve go here, short sleeve go here, you know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff. Like we sort in our brain a little differently than our kids. Like we like it certainly organized or whatever. Like for me, it was hard at first, like, because I would teach them to fold a certain way. And if it wasn't perfect, I would have to like go and redo it. And I would have to stop myself and not redo it after them. And not them seeing me redo it, you know, like when they're not watching or something. But like then I had to like, okay, you know what? I'm not gonna redo their clothes all their life. They just need to do it, and then I don't look in the closet.
No, don't look.
We do have to keep the big perspective here,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you can really crush someone, especially a child who's really doing their best. Or to them, it doesn't matter. And to us, I had to find that out about myself. Some things mattered to me that really shouldn't have, and it's not worth ruining a relationship over.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to be sensitive to that, definitely. That is wise. Okay. So as they grow, we have to keep perspective, and we have to remember that we're training them to be productive adults. It's not really so much about how well they do a chore right now, although that is important. Certain standard, one that's not too high for them, but we have to keep the big perspective. This is good, especially days when it's a struggle and we'd rather just do it ourselves. We have to keep the perspective that even if they're crying, sometimes we need to make them do it, because life is like that. Life is hard, you know, and sometimes we don't feel like doing things and we can't really do them, as we know. And it definitely carries over into their job. I have one son who chooses, when he goes to Publix, to do the cleaning rather than be a checker. And I'm like, you're kidding me. He's like, no, I don't want to stand in one place all day. I'd rather go clean. I was like, shocked, because you're talking a public restroom. He has to clean. And he's telling me about when he gets brown alerts. I'm like, what's a brown alert? Never mind. I know what a brown alert is. And he would rather deal with that. And I can only think that's because he was trained at home to clean the bathroom, to clean the floors, to clean up gross jobs, to take the garbage out when the raccoons get into the garbage, pick the garbage up, you know, all that stuff, that he can go in. And now they actually have him training new hires, because you're supposed to rotate and sometimes clean and sometimes, but he's become an expert because he chooses to clean rather than stand in one place. The one on the circle. Yeah. So yeah, when I go in there, he's all over the place. He's mopping the floors, he's cleaning the bathrooms, he's doing all kinds of things, taking the garbage out. And
nice.
Yeah, it's just kind of interesting, but that's, you know, really due to training at home. They're all things he's used to doing. Okay. So the how-to, and at this point we need to, I would love for some feedback, because I'm sure, especially for people like Bev or Janet or Jill, you've been, well, you too, Ina, you've been, well, all of you probably have some sort of chore chart.
Oh,
or else you wouldn't be here, because you'd be home doing the dishes. You would have no time.
I have
no
dishwashers at home doing the dishes.
That's true.
But that has to be loaded.
That's true.
Yes, absolutely. So you need to decide. You need to decide how often the chores need to be done. You have a master list of all the chores that need to be done. Total preference, you know. For some people, that might be incredibly detailed. For other people, maybe not so much. So you need to decide what things you want cleaned and how often. I mean, we don't really need to clean windows necessarily once a week, you know. Maybe once a month. Maybe once in the spring and once in the fall. I don't know, maybe just when you can't see out of them anymore. I don't know. You know? But it's a preference thing. It's definitely a preference. So every time we clean our sliding glass doors, my father-in-law walks into them. So we tend to let the thing a little bit smudged because he has wiped his nose I don't know how many times.
It's a decal right there.
So you have a master list of all the chores that you want to accomplish and how often you want them accomplished. And then you can divide the chores up according to ages. And there are lots of different ways to do this. Then you need to model, observe, require. You need to model the proper procedure for them on doing anything. Have them watch you, observe you, then have them do it with you, then have them do it while you watch. I mean, it's a normal, like a logical progression until you move yourself out. What methods do you guys have to remind your kids of what chores they have? How do you do that?
For dishes, for example, I have Daniel on Sunday, David Monday, Tuesday is Valerie, Wednesday is Jacob. That's the only day he has because he's young and he's still learning. And then it starts over again.
Right.
And so they know their days all the time.
Okay.
It works. Sometimes we're so busy and like they get skipped and they're like, oh, he didn't get to wash the dishes yesterday or something because like either me or Andre did it because it's just too much stuff going on. And it's time for bed, and you know. So, like on those days, if they had skipped those days, he helps the second day with like unloading or putting the dishes away instead of, you know, like he still has something to do because his day got skipped. With chores, with laundry, like they sort, and I do the laundry because I can't have them do everything, and I still check like after they sort, but. Laundry's every day, so there's no skipping. But I really like the calendar. And before, what we used to do, before we had like the calendar, they would pick it out. Like I'd write their names on there, and they write which room and what chore they're doing, and they'll just pick it out, and they're doing whatever is on there. And that helped me to train them in various places. And it's not like, oh, I'm giving, you know, it's not fair. No, it's fair because you picked it out, you know.
Right.
So that worked in the beginning for us. And I would just walk them through, like, all the steps that they had to do. And that worked. And then now they kind of know what's expected in each room, like in the bathroom, or in the hall, in the foyer. The shoes need to be put away. It needs to be swept daily, you know, just upkeep. And their rooms need to be cleaned every day.
So right now it's routine, it's not written down anywhere.
Yeah, it's all there now.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Beth, what did you do with your kids?
Oh. when they were younger, we had a rotational type thing too, where I had on clothespins, the chore, and then their names. I found the easiest thing for me as they got older was just a piece of paper, and it would say Monday's chores. Seth, Joy, Joel, and Paul, boom, 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 for each time. Because we lived on a ranch that had chickens and cattle, not cows, pigs and horses. And so I had that on there as a chore as well, because those are living things.
Yeah.
And it would be like, could you feed the pigs? So, and then it would have, you know, unload the dishwasher, load the dishwasher, you know, when there were little silverware.
How often would you rotate them from job to job?
Probably monthly. I don't think we did it like weekly. That way they had it in them.
Right.
I mean, even training them to do toilets, even the boys, you know, Logan, because, and we were thankful we did live on 5 acres. So that the guys could do things that were nitty gritty, you know, like cleaning out the horse.
Right, mucking stalls.
Yeah, mucking stalls or the chicken thing. Or digging holes, we had an issue with stuff. And then we had gravel for a driveway, and our driveway was at a slant. And so all the gravel would want to go, and it was a long driveway. So, you know, getting the wheelbarrow.
Just drag it back up.
Yeah, bring it up. So I was thankful for the guys for that one. But yeah, we rotated monthly, and that was probably the easiest, most successful. Mm-hmm. But that's when they were older as well. The younger times, I think I used so many different things. I like the thing that Jill, the clip thing, that I know you're going to share about. That would have been very valuable when they were little, because I think I did a lot off the head when they were younger.
Yeah, and sometimes that's hard to keep track of.
It is.
And you better keep track of it. Yeah.
Because I know, and you know, you're already exhausted from the day with little ones. So.
Yeah, definitely.
But that was the most successful when they got a little older. Paul was probably, you know, 7 or 8, or even younger than we started that one. And they would come up to it and check, check, check. They'd say, can we watch TV or play a game? Oh, let's go check your chore chart. Oh, I see something did not get checked.
Yeah.
So, and that they liked that a lot better, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it feels good to check off the box.
It does.
You know, to be able to have a visual.
Mm-hmm. And one of them just liked at the very end to put a big check through the whole thing.
Yeah.
One would always.
And you homeschooled.
Yeah.
So did school go first before chores? Or
it depended on the chore. Like feeding the animals was first. Mm-hmm. And then I think we went and ran into school. I'm not remembering.
We do chores before school.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. You do them all before school?
We do like an hour of chores before school.
Because sometimes they come home and they're like, we have homework. I'm like, no, chores first. And you know, like, because I always wonder, you know, what's more important? Because, you know, like, no, we have homework, and they start giving me excuses not to do chores, you know?
Chores might probably get their energy out, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a different task than going school to school.
To sit down and do
some physical
homework.
Exertion.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Chores first.
Yeah.
I take a picture to do it, because I was finding what Elizabeth thought was a clean bedroom was not really a clean bedroom.
Oh, yes.
So I took a picture like, this is what your clean bedroom looks like. This is what the clean bathroom looks like.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right. Yes. This is what your clean closet looks like.
We used to do that for the playroom. This is what
this is
it should look like on the shelves.
Anybody else have any tidbits to add to that?
What is your clip system?
Yeah, I like that.
I was going to say, too, we only switch chores once a year. So they're cleaning the bathroom. They have it for a whole year. This is the clip system that I found when, first I started scheduling our days when Jacob was born. Then there were way too many of them. Way too many kids. So I did like school and work and all that schedule. And then the next year we started chores. And I had bought this book, Managers of Their Chores. And so you can see that I couldn't find Baby's old clip because he was the last one to use one. But I would put their chores, if they couldn't read, there were pictures. Mm-hmm. And once they read, then as they were learning to read, there was picture and words, and then there was just words, and they were in order. And so I'd say, go put your chore pack on, and they'd have to clip it on their clothes.
Chore pack.
And so they'd have like 1 through 9, and once they finished one, they moved it to the back. And I would laminate them so they'd last longer. But then sometimes because of the lamination and the slipperiness, they'd all fall out. So then we'd like, I have to make new cards. But for the most part, it worked fabulously. And then the older kids are like, we just want a list on the wall. So then we had like half and half. And then we got down to everyone had a list except Gabe just had it. And now everybody's on the wall. But when they were younger, it was like we just had this ribbon and we had 6 packs on it, and they would go get their pack and clip it on and go on their merry way. After all the things we already talked about, like master list and who's doing right. what. And and then they kept those for a year. I usually redid them every August. Because she recommends that in that book, to do it for a whole year.
So like one kid does that one tour for a year. So uh-huh. one kid does that one bathroom.
Yep.
And they get good at it and the other kids don't?
Oh, no, well, by the time they leave home, you know, or you have multiple bathrooms, you know, they're, even kids clean my bathroom for me, you know, so I got one kid on this bathroom, and one kid on that bathroom, and one kid on that bathroom, and so they all learn. We have a cat litter box, so one kid does it for a year, and then they're, then the next kid gets to do it for a year.
Yeah, I'm bringing this home today, I'm just kidding,
do it for a year. There you go. Use it. But dinner was a different thing.
Jill's kids have phones. They have TV. They have this and this. They come home with a Jill hat.
No, I have to say, when the Barcos came to our house for the first time, they came for a pool day and they walked around the outside. They didn't even walk through the house. And they were looking at it and they're like, wow, Brad kids must have a lot of chores. We saw our new house. And I was like, you're right, we do have a lot of chores. Yeah, that's our house, though.
That is the truth.
So, yeah, so we have a chart on the wall in the kitchen, and they each, they have chores they do every day, and then there's, like, days of the week listed under each kid for what they do to try and hit all the chores every week. So.
Oh, and those are on, are they on your clipboards
mm-hmm.
that I'm
making? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, so.
Do they have to get them done in a certain amount of time?
Yes.
Okay, so how, like, that's kind of what I struggle with sometimes.
It's actually amazing how fast they can do things. In here, she has you, like, write down how long it'll take, and sometimes you might actually have to time it, but I'm like, okay, Gabe, it's been 5 minutes. You couldn't dump the trash, you know. So I just watch for patterns with certain kids. I'll say, all right, it's, you know, 9:15. I want everyone at school by 10. Sorry, they all, that's where we're at right now. And, you know, so they, yeah, trust me, it's getting, I'm like, we're finally at the Masella place. Yeah, no, I dragged them out of bed for family time at 9.
Yeah.
So.
Even Lee?
No, Gabe and Lee are up before then.
Say
yeah, no. It's the teenagers, yeah.
So what are they, what do you do if they don't do their chores right away?
Well, they will either lose a privilege for that day if they didn't get them done, because I specifically, you know, all right, that time, or they get more chores. Usually not doing chores means more chores.
Ooh, yeah.
But that goes back to being consistent with that, too. So we had, like, I have a mental list of extra chores.
Yeah.
Ooh, I really need those chairs clean, you know? Or Mark would even say, make them go dig a hole in the backyard and fill it back up again. Like, there's no point to the chore, and that's part of the punishment.
Oh.
Yeah. Or remember our old house, we had that shell path?
Yeah.
The shells would always end up out in the grass. So Mark's like, pick the shells, put them back in the path.
One at a time.
Yeah, you might want to make your bed on time tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, there definitely has to be consequences. We I still have kids in their 20s, because our... The house is divided up for what we call heavy duty cleaning, which is like actually sweeping and mopping.
It's like zones.
And zones. And If you don't, and I've become very flexible because they're older, and I'll say they have to be done by Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
you know, heavy duty cleaning. And the person who does not do their zone has all of the chores the next week.
All the zones?
All the zones.
What?
And boy, sure enough, I will be alerted if they're not done because the other person will be off the hook for the following week.
Oh,
you know? So, yeah, that's their punishment.
Why Thursday?
I'm sorry?
Why Thursday?
It used to, there was a reason.
We used to have Bible study on Thursdays at your house.
Yeah, that was part of it. And then we also have family night on Friday night. So I want the house cleaned by, you know, for the weekend when we're going to, you know. But when they were younger, too, we would do clean up the whole house before Jim got home from work because they didn't want him to come home to chaos.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was like, okay, it's this time. It's time to clean. You know, and everybody would run around and straighten everything out. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I used to say it's zone time, and the kids would go do their zones right before Mark got home, and my mom loved it because then when she would watch the kids, all she had to say was, zone time, and all of a sudden, the house would magically be picked up like Mary Poppins. She loved that. Yeah.
See, you all have such great ideas.
This is so good.
It is. So can you be a little more specific about zone time? Like, what was zone, like, what did you divide?
The zones right now that we have, I mean, somebody does the dishes and the dishwasher and all that. But the zones in the house, somebody has to take all the garbage out, which in my family, that's a big job. All the out to the curb on garbage day. And that person has the easiest job, so they just have to dust and vacuum and empty the garbage cans, like in the living room, school room, that sort of thing. Another one is sweep and mop tile floors, and we have quite a bit of tile, and they're quite filthy. And another one is basically the boys' bathroom. That is a zone. With all these boys.
It's a zone.
It is a zone. So, yeah. And we keep plastic gloves from Sam's Club in the closet for that. So, yeah, I mean, however you want to divide up your house, you know, it could be by room. It could be, you know, like I want them, if they're going to pull the vacuum out, they might as well vacuum all the carpet. You know, everywhere, rather than just have this one vacuum this room and that one vacuum that room. So, you know, but I mean, it depends on your house. Because I have probably 50-50 tile and carpet. So, you know, but yeah, you just, whatever works for you, you know, and however, my kids only swap it once a month. Although right now dishes, they used to rotate weekly on dishes because dishes in our house is really intensive.
We do that weekly.
Yeah,
but we have like a three-man crew.
Dishes all week, all month.
Well, right now it's a permanent job.
Oh.
The person who does dishes doesn't do anything else.
Oh, okay.
So it's just dishes
all year.
And we have a three-man kitchen crew every night. So they all do the kitchen every night, but they rotate the job. Are you the loader? Are you the washer? Are you the clearer? So
they get to choose their jobs too a little bit. Like,
mm-mm.
Do they favor one thing over another? Like
sometimes.
Loading or washing?
Sometimes. But we, one of the things that we didn't realize was a good, we didn't know what we were doing when we made the idea, but we said the dishwasher loader who takes the dishes from the washer and puts them in is actually the boss of the whole kitchen and the boss of everyone who's working. And so by rotating that, the children were learning leadership skills
mm-hmm.
of leading the other kids, because if they were bossy, then the other kids were bossy to them when it was their turn, and it rotated every week. So we were, you know, Mark and I would usually sit on the couch and we'd be listening, and then we would be like solving, we'd be trying to spend time together, but we'd be solving the arguments in the kitchen. But they were learning like how to lead each other, and it gave the quiet kids the chance. You have to be in charge. You can't let these people wander away. You need to check and make, you know. So it was, we didn't even realize what we were doing, but it turned out to be this fabulous opportunity for quiet kids to lead loud kids.
To submit,
yes. And then there came a time where it was time to remove one of the children from the doesn't play well with other situations. So that child started doing breakfast every day. Breakfast dishes, there aren't a lot. So yeah. I'm like, okay, we're going to remove you from the group now that we've worked on that for a while. You just take care of every morning. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways, but you have to really...
Yeah, be creative.
Yeah, and be flexible. Definitely be flexible. And I love how this says, praise 10 times more than you correct. Mm-hmm. And that is the truth. But don't, you can't let them necessarily slide when you know. You have to know your children and know what they're capable of. You know, sometimes they're capable of a lot more than we give them credit for. Mm. So, like, we all were like, Kate, do the dishes? Seriously?
Breakable!
No. Oh. What it turned out to be was we just go through a lot of dishwashing detergent. But
it's worth it.
The dishes are clean. Aww. You know? And she's got all kinds. I let her pick out her favorite. She has little scrub brushes that hold the soap.
Yes.
Different instruments, whatever she wants, and whatever it's going to take for her to do the job. And like I said, I just keep like 4 to 6 bottles of detergent in the cabinet because she uses a lot of soap. But that's okay. That's what she can handle, you know? And I was shocked. She really does a good job. So you're just like...
That's great.
Yeah, so it's kind of, it's interesting.
Is she loading the dishwasher? Or just
yeah. Yes. Washing the dishes is loading the dishwasher.
Okay.
Tucker empties the dishwasher, takes the garbage out, and now he has a zone. Tucker's kind of the catch-all. It's kind of interesting because as your kids get older, yeah. It's very difficult when they entered college and they were doing college full-time to then be like, no, you need to do the dishes every night. Uh-huh. Like, they can't handle it. But they're still living there and generating dishes. Uh-huh. So it's very hard to work out that kind of gradual. I mean, I guess they're supposed to, like, move out. They're not moving out. So they're just there and they're consumed with work and college and all that. So they're still generating messes.
Yeah.
And eating food and you know, messing the bathroom up and stuff like that. So, you know, then the younger ones have to take over their chores. So we're constantly tweaking and adjusting and trying to keep things fair. But one thing that I had to talk to the kids about this because it's really, really bothered me. And I don't know if I did something wrong, probably. That's it. In assigning them all chores all these years, they got this mindset of, if it's not my chore, I'm not doing it.
Yep.
And that's a pitfall. That's a pitfall. Because you want them to be adults, and you want them to just pitch in. But I kind of think as long as they live in my house, it's kind of, that's going to be a problem. Like, if they go to somebody else's house, they know what to do. They've been trained to clean and everything, and they'll pitch in, and they know that's what you ought to do. But I haven't quite figured out how to instill that, you know. So have you figured it out?
No, but I agree. It's a problem.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you need to be proactive. You need to, like, be looking for what else. Like,
right.
Don't just
like,
do what's written.
Job.
Yeah.
It's not my job all those years. It was written out exactly what I needed to do. It's not written.
Initiative. I remember reading that somewhere, and I thought that was I was very lacking in showing initiative to help out. You know, I mean, some people, a lot of people here in the church, I mean, they just can't do it. But that was never a part of my brain to, okay, you could be my husband.
That's our upbringing.
It is.
Yeah, somebody was always there to do it.
We had dinner at his parents' house, and I can remember him saying, aren't you going to help Mom clear the table? We talked about the old show, this thing going on there at the time, but I looked at him and I went, oh, okay. So,
not away, they're living in my home.
Years off.
Yeah.
Jason went away, and after 2 years of roommates that were assigned to him, that were
pushes you the other way.
He rolls his t-shirts up so he can fit 100 t-shirts or more. I mean, oh, it's amazing. How did you learn that? Well, after 2 years of that, he wanted his brother to come live with him.
I think you're right, Janet. There's different personalities because Joel is the one who was the neatnik, and he roomed with Paul, who was not, for quite a while. And he would fall into Paul's non-neatnikness. And when he got his own room, he could have be neat. It was very interesting for a guy. Now, Joe was very much that way. Then he went into the Air Force. And he's showing us, he reminded me, his little sock drawer and stuff. Like, everything is like perfect. Uh-huh. And I said, out of all three boys, that was perfect for him. He had everything lined up and da da da. So it's a personality thing. You know, I don't know if, you know, you do, you train them in the chores as they grow, but it's their personality that takes on to, that's something I want to own that. I want to be, you know, neat. I noticed now Paul 21, where he is, he'll be, his room is, you can't even walk in it. Mm-hmm. And then he gets that, like I told you after Irma, you know, he gets that spur in him where he's like, clean up time. Oh! And you hear bang, boom, and it's just like a cartoon. And then you go in and the room is like a mom room. It's like, it's just beautiful. So he gets in those moments. So, you know, she's a real worker.
Yes.
You know, she did a missionary thing several years ago in Africa. The two gals she went with snobbed.
Yeah.
They didn't do their dishes, so she was every night doing the dishes, handmade in the same wherever they were staying in the house. But yeah, it's a personality thing.
It is. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I do, and it really is a personality. Because the interesting thing is the one who is most, the brain's going 90 miles an hour all the time, and he's very distracted and oblivious, his room looks like it. You know?
Yes.
It's like, and there is a certain amount of when they get older of, you know, that's your space. I'm not going to require it. You have to live in it.
That's what my husband is deciding, because that's my brain. That's what Jim has decided. He says, what is it? What did he say? As long as I have one thing, I forgot. I'm thinking myself, you're not helping me. I'm trying to you know, get cleaned up around here since I started this study and everything. He says, maybe it's because he says he's given me that freedom, you know, it doesn't matter, that I want to do it even more.
I think one way we did start working on that, Linda, of them taking initiative, is just asking them to do things that weren't written.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or we have company over and I'm like, go take everyone's plate. You know, like, that's not written anywhere.
Right.
Okay.
To the point where now when we have company, I don't have to tell Sarah, like, to go clean the bathroom. She wants to.
Okay.
She'll
right.
clean the whole house before
right.
she'll get all the kids clean the house before
yeah.
I get home.
Yeah.
And
Taylor will do that. Taylor
yeah.
will take it on himself. You know, we're having company. The back porch needs to get cleaned. And he'll pull in the other kids and have them do, like, way more than I would have required. You know?
He's,
but
there's no one like Taylor.
Yeah. No, he's kind of intense. But we are trying to work on that in that there aren't so many jobs scheduled. There's heavy duty cleaning once a week. And then Kate has the dishes. And I kept the laundry way too long. Five boys, they were all the same size. They all wore black socks. They all wore like the same underwear. And only they could tell the difference. They all wore black t-shirts. It was like insane trying to sort it all. And it was frustrating. And they folded on the school table. And then it wouldn't all get put away. And they'd fight, that's not mine, that's not mine. All of a sudden, it doesn't belong to anybody.
Yes.
And then somebody's going like 2 weeks later, I don't have any t-shirts. You need to buy me more, you know? So I finally, this was a really, you know, mom failure one day. I just said, that's it. You're
wash
done.
Your own clothes.
I'm not touching your clothes. I don't care. I do laundry on Mondays and Thursdays. I will take care of Dad's, mine, Kate's. That's it. You're all on your own.
They definitely need to know that one.
Yeah, and they all know. I mean, my husband still will walk into the laundry room, and he can't tell the difference between the washer and the dryer. He doesn't know which is which. But all my kids know how to use the washer and
dryer.
But
I bet he knows how to hook them up to the wall.
That's right. He does know how to fix it, because it's a part. It's in pieces right now. So he does know how to fix it. But, yeah, so there's different things. My washer.
Oh,
we will be waiting
for you.
Oh, no, it's
that's hard.
Actually, I'm the one who goes in and diagnoses it, and then I just say, we need this part, you know, or can you get your test graph tested, whatever. And, yeah.
You want me to get a good will and find you a
no,
the marketplace.
No, we're getting it. No, we found
the part.
What is it called? It's called circuit board genetic or something like that. Because the part brand new is too much. And they'll rebuild it. So for $130, I can have my washer again. So, you know, it's worth it. But anyway, yeah, there are little things you need to tweak and do. So consequently, when it comes to like family dinner and stuff, it's like nobody leaves till the kitchen's done. I don't care what you do. I don't care what part you have. I don't want to hear about parts. It's just I want the kitchen clean, you know. And so then they all have to clean up.
Job and do it.
Yeah, so we're trying to work on that, but that is a, you have to be aware of that, that if it's always scheduled, if it's not scheduled, they won't do it. So keep that in mind. Sometimes you might want to just, I mean, I was thinking through this and I was like, wow, when they were younger, you know, really what I probably should have done is just done free for all nights or something, you know, especially when it comes to like family night and there's 16 people eating. It's a disaster. You know, and I'm flying around the kitchen cooking, so I don't have a chance to wash everything as I go sometimes. It's just utter disaster to just say, nobody has a particular job, but nobody leaves till it's all done. You guys figure it out. You know, just to get them used to
doing
stuff without it being scheduled, and working it out. I don't know, that was just a thought that occurred to me, that I would have done that younger, just once in a while, thrown them into that, you know. But, yeah, because I didn't see this one coming. Didn't see it coming, that would be an issue. So, now it's kind of interesting because Jenny did the training, even though it didn't necessarily show up when she lived at home, it's most certainly showing up now when she is, you know, and it is with Logan in his workplace and with Taylor in his workplace and Davis. It is, so regardless of how they really struggled at home, I know as they go out that they did learn it and they learned it well and they're responsible and you know, doing what they're supposed to do. So, and that's our goal, you know? I mean, the clean house is just a side benefit, really. So
yeah, I think the hardest thing is if we don't prepare our kids at all for adulthood and learning how to keep up at home is a huge part.
It really can. And I would put in there childcare as well for anybody with multiple children. Because when my kids, at one time, I had to stop and think through this. At one time, I had 5 through 13, I had 5 children that I was schooling, so all different levels. And then I had a toddler and an infant that I was nursing. And I was homeschooling. And trying to keep up the house and cook the meals and do everything. And that was when I had my most detailed schedule.
Yep.
Like, everything was scheduled. It was like, okay, Alex, you're going to sit down and you're going to work on your math, and I will work with you. And while I'm doing that, then Taylor, you need to take the kids out and play with them, the littlest ones. Or this one will be down for a nap, and you need to entertain this one in the family room while I'm doing this. So they actually traded off, feeding them lunch, or, you know, as they grew a little bigger. And so that was a big part of them, their chores, was taking care of siblings and just entertaining them or just keeping them from dying. Yes. While I was trying to do school. Or it was doing school with the younger ones. Jenny read at least 1 year, if not two, to Davis and Logan. Mm-hmm. It was a good hour to 2 hours of reading a day. And she did that reading for me, you know, while I was doing school with the other ones. So that's all part of chores as well. We don't have that going on. Well, we do have that going on now, because now I have grandkids. So that's going on still. You know, Tucker, can you take care of Hadley while I do this school thing with Kate over here? So, yeah, that's definitely an important one, too. And they've all, it's interesting to see them, because they were responsible for one another that way, even when they were very young. Because if, you know, if the child's seven, they could be responsible for watching a toddler in a safe room with an earshot and totally be responsible for them. I don't want them coming here and getting me. I want them to play. You need to engage them. Here are games you can play. Here are toys. You know, here, like, teaching them, how do you entertain a toddler? That was a big part of what they had to do. And it's interesting because now when we have grandkids, they fight over her.
Right.
They do. I mean, even you see all these, like,
know,
you know, big guys, and they're like, oh, Hadley's here. And they're like, I'm in love with her, you know? And you're just kind of like, that's interesting. You know? Or Taylor has date days with Hadley. He'll take her out to lunch. She's two. He takes her out to lunch, and, you know, but he was always that, you know, taking care of the younger ones, responsible, so.
My older brothers and their girlfriends used to tend me out when I was little, like that. I remember going to the drive-in restaurant with one, and then going up to stay with one. I remember when I was three, and my brother was in the, my, the third sibling was in the Air Force and organization in Orlando. I remember going up to stay with that, so.
Yeah, those are special, special times. I mean, I can still picture Taylor just with this dopey grin on his face, sitting in a chair, feeding, giving a bottle to Tucker, because I struggled with not having enough milk. And so I would always nurse him first, but then I had to supplement with a bottle. And they were just thrilled over that. Me, I was often crying. I never had to do that before. But for them to sit, I can still picture him in my chair rocking and giving him a bottle and just would smile, just loving it. Yeah. So, just precious. So.
My kids were talking at dinner tonight about how when Sarah was bossy, she would get mom's chores, which was changing Gabe's diapers. They were talking about it at dinner, and Gabe's sitting there like. It was impactful. Here's the baby. So, yeah. Well, now she cares for two little boys, so she's like, wow.
So, does anybody else have anything to add?
I have a question.
Take this.
Was cooking part of chores? Did you teach? Not like you're giving away your, like, you know, your cooking kind of part, but like teaching the kids to cook, like, was that part of the chores? Was that something?
Sometimes, yeah. Yes.
Especially lunch
meals,
in our house.
Yeah, preparing meals
teach
for them.
To cook, like my Daniel right now, he's asking me to teach him how to make soup.
Aww.
So he's been making soup with me every
That's
time
awesome.
I make it.
That's great.
You know, he's like doing everything, cutting everything.
Yeah.
Peeling potatoes, like cutting the chicken, he loves the meat. Like, he, you know, but the other
yeah.
kids, they don't want to, so I'm like,
they haven't had that interest. Uh-huh. But, you know, I mean, when they sometimes when they see, like, oh, can we peel the potatoes and, or carrots or whatever. But was that, like, something that you did? Like,
I did not do that as part of chores necessarily, because I love to cook, and I don't know, Jenny was awful at it. But I probably should have made that part of chores, like a kitchen helper. Well, you do that, don't you?
I've done that as a chore off and on.
Yeah.
A lot of the times I went with who was interested. You know, like Leah's super interested, so I'm like, she's putting ingredients on my shopping list,
right,
and then she's,
right.
But you know, like my boys have learned to do certain stuff. I definitely did it for lunch. You know, they learn how to put frozen stuff in the oven is like their first thing.
Right. Yeah.
How to make a pizza.
Yeah.
One example that was impactful to me was my sister-in-law, Amy, was in a car accident, and so she couldn't like bend. She couldn't stand over the sink, the stove. She couldn't bend down to reach into the cabinets. By necessity, her children had to learn how to do all that stuff, even mopping the floors with the steamer. But the kitchen stuff, they really had to take over for 6 months to a year while she was recovering. And it was amazing. Even, you know, the youngest was like 5 or 6 at the time. And they all learned how to run that kitchen like pros, you know? So it was very impressive to me to see what they had to learn out of necessity. So sometimes it's like, okay, I have to pull myself out of the situation of what I like to do or what I don't think they can handle, and they rise to the challenge. So for you, you could just assign one a day as well, you know? Only do 4 days a week, because sometimes you're like, I just need to do this by myself.
I know.
So, you know, and I would also encourage it by they got to choose what meal they were helping. Like, they chose, and that's what I shopped for.
Okay.
Like, they wanted to make chili, you know, so.
Something.
Yeah, what meal do you want, and that's the one you're going to help me make. And then just have 4 days, you know, obviously not Wednesday when you're rushing to church, not Sunday, you know, so.
I'm just, you know, my husband's never made anything before he was married or until Gracie was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
When Gracie was in the hospital, he was home alone for a month. He's never fried an egg, you know.
Wow.
So for him, he had to learn quick, and he had the kids at home, you know. So it was like, I don't want my kids in that position where they kind of like, okay,
right.
It's like obligated, but you know, like they at least learn how to make a few things that they can survive, and you know, but you know, just like safe, you know, using the oven, using the stove, and you know, things like that. But like, see, that was, but now for 2 years he's been helping me in the kitchen a lot. Like, he helps me with lunches, especially if we pack lunches for school, so breakfast and lunch, like he's like there next to me, he's helping me like with all that stuff. Since Grace was in the hospital, that changed a lot. He knew how to wash the, do laundry. He's never used it before, like the machines, like you said. He had to learn like a lot of stuff like on his own when he was alone home. Like 4 kids, you know, so it's like kind of diving in.
Yeah. Thrown in the deep end.
Yeah, so it's like even boys, you want to teach him those things.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So. But it is an interest thing. I have one who's just totally not interested. He, you know, I would say, I keep lots of stuff in the freezer, you know, make something. Yeah. He would just go hungry. He would rather than just pop something in the microwave or heat it in the oven, you know. But it's funny, like, sometimes they'll be out there. We, last night, Jim and I are both trying to watch what we eat, so he had this huge meal on Saturday, so he like almost didn't eat at all yesterday. So we're laying in bed, I'm trying to go to sleep, and it's like 12:30. And I'm just drifting off, and he's like, I smell bacon. Somebody's cooking bacon. Do you think he'd mind if I went stole some? And I'm like, just be quiet, I'm trying to go to sleep. Like, I have to get up at 5:30. And he's like, oh, it smells so good. It's bacon.
The downside of teaching kids to
cook. Yes, because they, a lot of times they'll get home at night, and they'll, then they'll start cooking. And like, Tamler has his own fridge in his bedroom. Because he buys his own stuff and he doesn't want his brothers taking it. So he has his own refrigerator. So then he's like, I didn't know we had bacon. It's like, it's Taylor's. Taylor buys his own stuff, stash of stuff, and he's always cooking things.
My girls are always making cookies. It's like, like talking to cookies.
That's Tucker. I can make brownies. He loves the desserts.
Yep.
That was what Jenny could make, and then we would go out on.
That's all I could make when I got married.
We would go out on date night, and she was the most impatient person ever. So whatever it was, like, I tried to make it an easy meal. Sometimes it was just like we'd pick up fried chicken from Publix or something. But sometimes it was something frozen she needed to cook. And the kids, I would come home and they'd be starving. Because whatever I had left her to cook, when she served it, it would be black on the outside and frozen in the middle. Because she'd like crank that heat up. And you know what I worried about her when she got married. But she's really a phenomenal cook. I borrow some of her recipes now. Because, you know, she learned to cook because she needed to. So there is a certain amount of that, you know. So... anything? You've been awfully quiet, Lisa. What do you do at your house for chores?
I don't have any other perspectives to share. I'm just in a different place in life than everybody, I feel like, in the room, except for maybe Ina is a little bit more similar. You know, I've got two girls in school for 8 hours every day.
Yeah.
My little guy is at home and I do tons of stuff with him, but I've still got plenty of time to clean everything. So I mean, I've talked to Eric about it too. We're not like super, okay, this is a huge priority in our life right now, because honestly, like, just getting them to try to memorize, like, the kids for truth verses is like, that's like a number one. Eric's like, work on those verses. I don't care, like, what else gets done
right.
In those verses. I like how that was actually in the material too. It's just, you have to figure out based on their age and based on the season of life, you know, what they can handle, what they can do. My little Avery is the one who's my big helper, where she'll come and ask to do the dishes, she'll ask to do any job I'm doing, she comes alongside. Like the other day I was cleaning the bathroom and she wanted to do it, and I'm like, hey, but I put the big yellow gloves on. She's like, Mom, they fit. She's so excited. So I'm like, maybe this is something you can start doing now. Maybe you can start wiping down the counters with like the more intense cleaners. But I just find like throughout the week, just in terms of doing the schoolwork with Priscilla, I mean, Priscilla is kind of the exception to this. I know with Avery especially, it's going to continue to develop, because I learned that over the summer, because she was so motivated to want to do chores, I did a lot with her over the summer. Mm-hmm. Here's how to fold clothes, mm-hmm. you know, here's sort of running the house every day, like stuff like that.
Right.
But with Priscilla, it's hard. So it's like, that isn't a big priority in our life for you right now. Here's mm-hmm. what we expect of you, and here's
right.
what we're requiring. And I promise by the time you leave, we're going to teach you how to take care of yourself out there. And like right now, it's like there's so many other things that are at the top of that list. Mm-hmm. So, I definitely have a good idea of where I'd like to go and kind of momentum. But right now, I mean, our house is not so big that it's hard for me to keep up with. So I'm very, like, Eric's very much looking forward to passing off Long Way to walk when he's old enough.
Got like 7 years.
And I'm definitely excited for my kitchen helpers, because I'm not one who likes to cook. I like cleaning way more than I like cooking. So if Avery or whoever likes to cook, I'm gonna get you in there and do something really awesome. So
I would encourage you though to, it's good for them to be a part of keeping up the house,
mm-hmm.
even just the simplest things.
Yeah, Priscilla,
you know,
there's gotta be one thing she likes to do. Like Dylan loves to help Jason unload the grocery bags when he brings them in. So he knows where to put them in the fridge. And, I mean, he was doing that probably when he was four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but just...
Well, you could also... One thing that's been kind of bugging me is a lot of times when I saw failures in my kids, sometimes it was because I kind of set them up for that, because, you know, you need to clean your room. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And sometimes I realize that they would have collected so much stuff that they didn't have a place to put the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to go through and weed out tons of things and get particular bins that were easy for them to understand.
Mm-hmm.
When we were in one house that we rented, we had a living room that was right there by the front door. And I just had this little cabinet in the corner with two handles, you know, like, you open the doors. All the toys went in there. So they could pull out whatever they wanted to, play all they want, but before Dad got home, the toys need to go back in there. It's simple enough, that even a toddler can do that. They knew all the toys went in there. They didn't have to be sorted. They didn't have to be put in certain places. They just all went in that one cabinet. So that kind of stuff, trying to make it easy for them so that they can grasp, you know, blocks go in here. It's a simple thing, you know, but I would encourage you to require just certain, just basic things, because it does give them kind of ownership and make them feel that they're a part of, it's important, you know,
sure.
So I think it's good for them.
Yeah, it's not that they don't do anything. We do require them to do certain things, but they just don't have specific chores at this time. And I think this is one of those things where, you know, where is the Bible verse that says, thou shalt teach your children chores? This
right.
is like, the principle is there, teach your children the value of hard work, contribute,
right.
serve others,
right.
but it's kind of like, you know, it's going to look different in different
right.
families. But I totally agree with your opinions about, you know, wanting them to contribute. That's very important.
Yeah. And sorting and making it easier, especially like Kate struggles with that, with managing and just picturing where things go, you know. So I have to kind of sort through and make it easy for her, like bins or something, because she can't do that necessarily herself. The other thing I would encourage you, there are a lot of cleaners that are very, very safe. And I'd be really
yes.
careful about that. So that when kids are little, that they're not dealing with anything harsh, you know. My favorite is just Sal Suds. I don't know if you guys have heard of Sal Suds. Dr. Bronner's does like Castile soap, peppermint soap and lavender and all that. It's just pure oils with essential oils as a scent. And they make a cleaner called Sal Suds. And it's super, super, super mild and just natural. And you just put, I have spray bottles, and you just put like a dash in with water. We clean all our counters with that and everything. It's like even if Hadley were to spray it in her mouth, it wouldn't be harmful at all. But it does do a good job cleaning. So, you know, you don't want to be giving kids bleach and harsh chemicals like that for them to be, because they're going to get it on them. They're going to inhale it and stuff like that. So.
That's probably
them.
No.
I was like,
what?
No, because we did use hefty chemicals when they were older for the toilet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
unless they're gonna shit fall.
That's just the way. That's why he is the way.
The chemicals affect him.
Actually, I found the best for the boys' toilet was a pumice stone. That's what
I was gonna say. Was a match and dynamite?
I knew a match.
It was a pumice stone. Yeah.
It's the only heavy duty cleaner though I use is on the toilet. That's it. Like I use all the other safe stuff on counters and all that stuff, but the toilet is like, come on.
You do, yeah. You gotta do the toilet.
Yeah.
A little, it's a little stronger.
Yeah.
You know the gloves. That's so
gloves.
Key.
Yeah.
I was gonna say too, especially to Lisa. My sister-in-law has four boys, and they've been so busy in public school. But she. The summer, you know, she's like, we're going to work on these things during the summer, do these chores. They'll learn them every summer. And then during the school year, she's home all day. So
yeah.
She's like, I'm going to keep up the house. And then in the summer, I'll teach them. They'll have, it gives them something to do too during the day. So
yeah,
I know she's done that.
It's a little different when you have like, yeah, the wear and tear on our house.
Yeah. If your kids are home all day.
Eight of us at home all day, every day. Yeah, so it's a lot to, yeah.
The house just gets dirtier.
That's the major, the chore charts and all those things to try to keep up with.
Survival.
We kind of do something, you know. Yeah.
All right. What time is it?
California was
8:53.
Great. We're good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Lev.
Okay.
That's great.
You have a lot more to say about this subject.
Scrapes off the hard
the
water.
Crust.
Yeah,
the crust. It's like volcanic rock.
The uric acid.
That doesn't scratch?
No,
not much.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, people use it to take like calluses off your drills and stuff. Yeah, but there are certain things, especially in a toilet used by many boys, that, yeah, a scrub brush is not going to take it off.
So I read a Kalesnik recommended Siddiqui Lane, which is Kaboom, for the tub. I'm not sure about the toilet, but the tub, let's see. Kaboom, and it's easy. And it's probably full of chemical, but it's And then if you let it rest, because right now the shower in the guys' room is bad, and we're gonna have people.
I found the magic eraser was the only thing that worked in the tub.
That is so great.
Yeah. Sarah does one tub every week. You know, magic erasers in.
Yeah, and that's great because that's not.
Really good.
It's still a mystery what's actually in that thing, but
there's nothing in it. It's all what it is it's melamine foam, and it's so it actually is like sanding. The crud off. There's no chemicals in it.
Nothing cleans the soap scum in the tub like
that. Yeah, because it's like taking sandpaper to it.
Interesting. Melamine is what they make kids' dishes out of.
Yeah, melamine. Yeah. Plastic, but they make it into a foam, like a hard, solid foam. So
it's not chemical on your hand? Because it dries out my hands if I don't wear gloves.
Like, is it
sandpapers my hands?
Yes, it's probably taking the skin off your hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
More than
that. Well, that's a better thought, though, than I'm like, chemically.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's
yeah.
Taking the skin off here.
It's
maybe I need to use it in the shower on me. Okay, that's on her phone.
All right, I suppose we should close the program. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you so much for just sweet fellowship with sisters, Lord. Truly, it is a blessing to be in fellowship, to share ideas and to share just different thoughts and tips and things with one another. You did not certainly make us to be individuals alone by ourselves and independent. Lord, we thank you so much for this body and for these women, Lord, and for your Holy Spirit that truly unites us and makes us one. Father, we love you. We praise you. Father, may we be excellent stewards of our home. Help us to train our children, Father, in the ways that they need, in ways that we don't even know that they need, but Father,